USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saying that he is a part of the decision, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Saturday says bringing back mask mandates is under active consideration.
We're seeing that in L.A. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing that in New Orleans because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors.
Fauci did not say whether or not he supported mask mandates for the vaccinated. Although the pandemic put school life on hold in the spring of 2020, some parents are grateful it happened. They're now opting to homeschool their children, even as school plans to resume in-person classes. The U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of household homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. It was just 5.4% of American households 6 months earlier. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Gasoline prices continue to go in the wrong direction. John Clemens reports.
At $3.14 for a gallon of gasoline is 5 cents higher than last month and 95 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline consumption continues to increase.
Overall, though gas prices have decreased slightly in the last week, the trend may be short-lived. That, as U.S. gasoline demand surged to set a new 2021 record last week, rising 2.3% from the prior week to 3% above the four-week average.
Another problem running into the attack on fossil fuels, the airport serving northern Nevada, Reno Tahoe International Airport, faces a shortage of jet fuel that could force cancellation of cargo and passenger flights. Nevada Democrat leaders Governor Steve Sisolak, Senators Catherine Cortez Masto, and Jackie Rosen put out a press release saying the shortage is unacceptable. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is not deadlier. It seems to be more contagious. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The U.S. is experiencing a rise in new COVID cases that are being attributed to the highly transmissible Delta strain of the coronavirus. Delta now accounts for more than 80% of those new cases, the country now averaging about 43,000 new infections a day. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation explained why the Delta variant is more infectious than other strains of the virus.
What we know is that the virus levels that you develop early in the course of the infection are significantly higher with this Delta virus than with the old strains. And that's why people are more contagious. That's why this is spreading more rapidly. But the other thing we know about this is that those virus levels go up very quickly. And that's why we think that the virus it's easier for this virus to overwhelm the immune system. So, for example, if you have a vaccine that you got 7 or 8 months ago and your antibody levels are declining, if you get this new Delta variant, it's easier for this Delta variant to overwhelm low antibody levels. And that's why we're considering whether or not some people might need boosters to increase their antibody levels.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Actor LeVar Burton begins his run as a Jeopardy guest host on Monday's broadcast, following the death of longtime host Alex Trebek in November of 2020. Numerous guest hosts were selected to zero in on a permanent host. LeVar is known for Reading Rainbow and Star Trek. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.